Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cathy Mack, and I'm here from Health Watch Alton. On today's radio show, it is a first, actually. So Health Watch Alton have come in partnership with Radio Alton, and we're starting monthly shows that we're going to be talking about all things health, NHS and social care. So if anybody's got any questions or anything like that they would like answering, we'll be here to answer anybody's questions. We will talk about Health Watch, and we'll also be talking about other support groups, local organisations, charities, which are out there, not just in Alton, but nationally, which are there to support people going through different clinical health issues. So that is what's going to be coming up. But I'm so excited because today my first guest on the show is Angela Spruce. And Angela is from the Stroke Association. And so we're going to be talking to Angela, and we are going to be playing some of Angela's favourite records. But to start us off, I'm going to play Angela's first record, which is going to be Common People, and that's by The Pulp. And after that, we will be chatting to Angela, and if anybody's got any questions, I'll be giving out the information where you can contact us for any questions that you might have. So if anybody would like to contact us today, if you have a request, or if you've got any questions for Health Watch or for Angela, please give us a text or WhatsApp to 07450 839 108, or you can email us. The email address is radio.halton@nhs.net. So again, any questions, please feel free to send those over. So now over to my guest today. So can you please introduce yourself and share a little bit about your role at the Stroke Association, Angela?
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for inviting me here today. Yes, my name's Angela, and I'm a stroke support coordinator with the Stroke Association based here in Alton. So our service plays a vital role supporting stroke survivors to recover from the initial impact of their stroke. We work alongside and in addition to the medical staff that people will be supported by, so therapists, nurses, doctors, all those people who care for stroke survivors. Our role is about providing information and advice about the causes of stroke, how to prevent future strokes, helping them understand what's happened. Sometimes it's offering some emotional support as well.
Yeah.
We offer some peer support groups, which enable stroke survivors to meet other people and get back into socialising in a safe and supportive environment. We can help people with getting back to the everyday activities they want to do. So it might be driving, it might be hobbies, it might be work. And to adjust to the changes that a stroke has brought.
So very wide and varied.
Very wide and very different. Every day is different, yes.
So can I ask what inspired you to work in this field, particularly with stroke awareness and support?
Okay. I actually started as an administrator with the Stroke Association. It was a career change for me when my children were very young. So for me, it was a completely new area to work in. But while I was... While I was working in the office, I was able to observe my colleagues, how they supported stroke survivors, the difference that they could make to their lives, and picked up lots of knowledge from that. When a vacancy came available as a coordinator, I applied, and I was fortunate enough to be offered the job. So although I don't have personal experience of being affected by a stroke, like all of our coordinators and everybody who works for our organisation, we have to complete a range of training courses.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of knowledge. I understand the causes of stroke, risk factors, ways to prevent future stroke. So it's a very busy job. It has its challenges. No 2 days are ever the same. But it can be very rewarding when you can see the improvements that you've helped somebody to make, or you've helped somebody to achieve their goals.
Right, thank you. And we will be covering a lot of those topics that you have just discussed there in greater detail as we go on throughout the show. Your next record that you've picked for us is Take On Me by A-ha. Is there any particular reason why you picked that song?
A-ha.
Angela, can you explain what a stroke is and the different types that exist?
Yes. So a stroke happens when there's an interruption in the blood supply to the brain. So there are two main types of stroke. They've got quite long medical names. The first type is an ischemic stroke. So that's caused by a blockage in one of the blood vessels, either in the brain or leading up to the brain, most commonly a blood clot that has lodged in there, or a hemorrhagic stroke, which is caused by when one of the blood vessels bursts and the blood escapes from that blood vessel. It means that the blood, which carries the oxygen your brain needs to function, doesn't get to a part of your brain, and it causes an area of damage. Depending on whereabouts in your brain that occurs, will determine what symptoms you might experience, what effects you might be left with longer term. A stroke can affect people's ability to move, to see, to speak, to swallow, to do anything, because your brain controls everything about everything that we do.
Yeah. So can I ask, and when there was a few people found out you were coming on the show, So a question that I've been asked is it a myth or is it true that when you have the onset of a stroke, you can smell burning? Is that a myth or is it true? Have you been asked that before?
Actually, I've heard that as a story. If I'm honest, I don't know the truth of that. I've not had anybody who said to me, oh, yes, I smelt burnt toast.
Yeah.
So I wonder whether it might be one of those
myths.
Internet myths. It's not something that has come up in any of my training.
Right. So it looks like it could be a myth. So if anybody's listening out there,
I'm happy to be corrected as well.
Yeah, so it would maybe just be the burnt toast rather than you having a
stroke.
A stroke
can affect how your sense of smell and taste can operate.
Yeah.
So there may be a factor with that, but it's not necessarily when it's actually happening, but afterwards sometimes.
Right. So can you tell me what are the common risk factors for strokes that people should be aware of?
Yes, I mean, a stroke, it can affect people of all ages, of all genders, of all ethnic groups, and every stroke is different, depending on whereabouts in your brain that stroke happens, what your medical history is like, what your previous health is like. Some of the most common risk factors for strokes, some of them are health-related, they relate to different health conditions, some are more lifestyle-related. Your risk of stroke does increase more as you get older, so unfortunately none of us can do anything about that one. But some of the most common medical risk factors for stroke are things like having high blood pressure that's not controlled, having diabetes, having a type of irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation, where your heart doesn't always beat nice and regularly. Other lifestyle factors that increase your risk of stroke: smoking or vaping, excess alcohol consumption, illegal drug use, poor diet, lack of exercise as well. They all can affect your risk of stroke. So it's important to manage those risk factors where you can.
So basically, stay off the drink, eat healthily, do a bit of exercise.
Yes, those are the things that you can control, certainly.
And I think that goes across the board, doesn't it, for a lot of health conditions. You know, it's watch what you eat, keep healthy. Yeah, I fully understand that. So I'm going to move on to your next song now. And it's Taylor Swift and Shake It Off. Can I ask what the reasons are behind this one?
This is my daughter.
Ah, right.
She's 15 and she's a big Swiftie. Unfortunately, we didn't get to go and see her in Liverpool this year because there were about 15,000 people ahead of me in the queue. Yeah. But no, she's a big fan, and this particular song brings on a bit of, you know, an outbreak of mom dancing. So it's a great tune, and you can't really argue with a good pop song. She seems like a very talented young woman. Who has an almost hypnotic hold over her fans, which is like...
What key messages do you want to convey about the stroke prevention?
Okay. Well, there can be a lot of factors that are involved in reducing your risk of stroke. So as we mentioned previously, if you have any of those conditions such as diabetes or high blood pressure, it's really important you manage those conditions effectively by taking any prescribed medications correctly at the right times in the right quantities, adopting any lifestyle changes that your doctors advised. If you know, losing weight, eating more healthily, they can help to reduce those risk factors. Cutting down or stopping smoking is a really big thing that you can do, which will reduce your risk both of stroke and of many other health conditions. Ensuring you keep any alcohol consumption under the government recommended guidelines of about 14 units a week. Eating a healthy, varied diet with plenty of fruit and veg, and keeping as active as you're able to do. That will all help to reduce your risk of stroke. We can't guarantee, unfortunately, that people won't have a stroke, but that's giving yourself the best chance.
Yeah, for everyone. So putting any myths or anything to one side, how can individuals recognise the early signs of a stroke, and what should they do if they do suspect something? I know you used to have the advert, didn't you, the fast advert?
Well, yeah, so some of the most common signs that someone's having a stroke can be remembered. The acronym FAST, which were some adverts that came out of research funded by the Stroke Association initially. So the FAST acronym stands, F stands for face. So you might want to think, can the person smile? Has their face dropped to one side? The A stands for arms. So can the person raise both arms and keep them there? Speech is the S part. So can the person speak clearly? Can you understand what they say? Is their speech slurred? The T stands for time. If you see any of those signs, so it's not all three of them, it can be any one of them, we say it's time to call 999. So those are some of the main signs for stroke. There are others that you can look out for as well that are less common. Somebody reporting any sudden weakness or numbness on one side, whether that's their legs, their hands, their feet. Difficulty in just finding words or speaking in clear sentences. Sometimes people, the words might seem a bit broken up, and that might be unusual. Sometimes it can be difficulty with reading and writing that people might report. They just might not be able to control a pen properly, or the words they're writing might not make sense. Any sudden blurred vision or loss of sight, either in one or both eyes, or sometimes it's vision to one side in your eyes. Sudden memory loss or confusion. Any dizziness, loss of balance, falling over unexpectedly. Sometimes a sudden or severe headache can also be a sign of a stroke. So a stroke can happen to anyone at any age. Every second counts. If you spot any of the signs of something that could potentially be a stroke, don't wait. Call 999 straight away. The sooner somebody is admitted to a hospital with a specialist stroke ward to be assessed, the sooner they can access treatments that might help them to recover faster from their stroke and be left with fewer disabilities longer term.
Right, so act, call 999 and get the help as soon as they can.
That's the message. You know, how you can help somebody when they're actively having a stroke at that point.
Right. Well, thank you very much for all those signs and symptoms. So we're going to move on to your next song now. And you've picked the Teenage Kicks by the Undertones. So any reasoning behind this one?
Yes. I mean, this is, it's a little bit before my time, really. But it's a classic pop punk song. It was apparently John Peel's favourite song of all time. It's just a good song. It's about 2.5 minutes long, and it is just fun. And Fergal Sharkey is now the lead singer of the Undertones, now has a second life as an environmental campaigner, which is quite interesting.
Right, so here we go.
Just a good song.
With the Undertones and Teenage Kicks. I'm Cathy Mack, and you're listening live to Radio Halton. As I said before, if anyone does want to ask Angela any questions about the Stroke Association or anything to do with a stroke, or Health Watch, if you've got any questions about NHS services or social care, please give us a text or WhatsApp to 07450 839 108, or you can email radio.halton@nhs.net. So, Angela, how are you finding it so far?
It's going very well, I think.
Thank you.
Right. So, can you tell us what resources the Stroke Association offers for stroke survivors and their families? Is there lots of information out there?
There's a lot. The Stroke Association is the only UK-wide charity providing lifelong support for all stroke survivors and their families. We provide tailored support to tens of thousands of stroke survivors every year. As an organisation, we fund vital scientific research and nationally campaign to secure best care and support for everyone affected by stroke. Our services vary in different parts of the country, depending on how we're commissioned and the needs that we have in different areas. Here in Halton, we have two coordinators, like myself, who cover the towns of Runcorn and Widnes. So we carry out, we get our referrals from either from the hospital, from the stroke ward at the hospital, or from some of the therapists who work with stroke survivors. If they think that people need additional support or information for other things, they will refer to us. So we carry out a detailed assessment, either that can be done either face-to-face or over the phone, to discuss what support a stroke survivor needs. We can help people to understand what's happened, how to reduce the risk of their having another stroke, a secondary stroke. We will say our support is person-centred, so it's based on the individual needs of each individual stroke survivor. Some people need a lot more support and advice than others. We provide well-researched, clearly written information. We have a lot of fact sheets. We have information that covers all different aspects of stroke recovery. So it could be things like returning to driving, going back to work, coping with post-stroke fatigue, which is very common that people experience after a stroke. People say, oh, I don't know why I feel so tired. And it's part of the brain's damage and repairing itself. Yeah. We're well linked in with other organisations locally. So we can signpost to other organisations if people need specialist help. So if people need advice about applying for benefits, we can refer to organisations who can provide advice on what benefits they'd be entitled to and help with applying for that. Things like psychological support that sometimes people need to help them come to terms with what's happened. We also offer some stroke cafe groups, both in Runcorn and in Widnes, which give people the chance to talk to other stroke survivors and to get out and about as well. We have a website and our national stroke support line, which are available to anyone, even if they don't have a local service. The website includes links to all aspects of stroke recovery. We have some online peer support groups, and there's information on there about anything else that people might want to know about.
And just to let listeners know, we will be going over how to contact you and all those other groups and everything that are out there that you're involved in. You will be giving out
yes,
the information
lots.
Of that towards the end. But just something you touched on there, You talked about repeated strokes to reduce. Mm-hmm. Do you have any facts on those? You know, sort of figures. Does that happen quite?
The risk of if having had a stroke increases your risk of having another stroke.
Right.
And the risk of having a second stroke is greatest in the first few weeks, the first month after a stroke, which is why people are advised not to. There's a legal restriction. People aren't allowed to drive for a month after a stroke.
Right.
And part of that is because of the increased risk of a secondary stroke. The longer you go without having another stroke, the lower that risk becomes, because the medication that you're given helps to reduce your risk of having another stroke as well.
Right.
So
I wasn't aware of the driving, you know.
It can be a big issue for a lot of people, and it can affect people's ability to return to work and social activities
as well.
Yeah,
but it has a massive impact on the livelihoods.
But a lot of people can return to driving. Sometimes they may need adaptations to a vehicle. It might not be that they're able to return straight away, but a lot of people can return to doing the activities that they want to do in life.
Yeah. So we're going to move on now. Moving on a little bit now, and we touched on it a little bit then. So can you talk about the importance of rehabilitation after stroke and what the process typically involves?
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, a lot of people that talk about the FAST campaign, which I mentioned previously, a lot of people are aware of stroke as a medical emergency. But now, as an organisation, we want the public to understand that stroke survivors need ongoing support after that initial medical emergency to recover from the impact of stroke. There's over 88,000 people a year who survive a stroke in the UK. But surviving the stroke is just the start. And sometimes it's quite a long journey to get back to living their lives. As I mentioned before, a stroke, it can affect a person's ability to move, to see, to speak, to swallow, so many different things. So depending on how the stroke has affected a person, they may need to be seen by physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech and language therapy, or a combination of these professionals.
So it can be quite complex.
Can be very complex. Obviously, sadly, we have waiting lists to see a lot of specialists as well, which can delay people's recovery. But prompt assessment and support from rehabilitation professionals give stroke survivors the best chances of making the best recovery possible from their stroke.
Yeah.
And we aim to support that work as best as we can as well.
And hopefully all those rehabilitation services are out there and available as and when people need them, because obviously they talk about long waiting lists, but you would hope that, following a stroke, those services would all be there.
People are referred into those services, but some of them, these services, they're very busy services, as so much of the health service, unfortunately, is...
Yeah.
Not able to offer as fast a service as we'd all like. The sooner people can be seen and assessed, the better for their outcomes, really.
Right. Brilliant. So if anybody's out there and, you might feel affected by what we're talking about today, or you've got any questions, somebody in your family might have had a stroke recently, or you might be in rehabilitation yourself and you might have a question, please send us a text or WhatsApp to 07450 839 108, either to myself, Kathy, or to Angela. We'll happily answer your questions if we can. So Angela's next choice of record is a little bit of Ed Sheeran, and it's Castle on the Hill.
When I was 6 years old, broke my leg.
So talking about how the association engages with communities, I know yesterday it was World Stroke Day. Can you just tell us a little bit about how you engage and the charity itself, the association, to raise awareness about strokes?
Yeah, so nationally the Stroke Association run regular campaigns to raise awareness of stroke. And we've just this month launched a new campaign to raise awareness of the support needed after stroke. And that's in the form of a TV advert, which you might have seen across all good TV channels wherever you are. Locally, as an organisation, we take part in events that aim to promote healthy lifestyles. We give talks to groups and organisations about stroke prevention and risk reduction. We work with other health and social care organisations in the Halton area to raise awareness of stroke and ensure that they know our support is available if they're working with somebody who's a stroke survivor who might have issues, that they can come to us for advice or refer into ourselves for help to support people.
So the new campaign that's out there then, because obviously we had a little bit of a chat before, and everyone knows that the Stroke Association have run the FAST campaign for 5 or more years now.
Longer than that.
so obviously it's a big change for the new campaign that you've got running at the minute, isn't it?
It's more an evolution, I suppose, really. Obviously, World Stroke Day was yesterday.
Yeah.
And as part of that, there's been a lot of information come out about stroke and a lot of promotion. So this month, the Stroke Association launched their new campaign. And it's about raising awareness that stroke's not just a medical emergency, that people need support after the stroke, and that's something that we help with in the way that people know that some of the cancer charities provide support to people after their diagnosis of cancer. Mm. So the new advert that has been, I've seen it myself across all sorts of channels on television, it highlights the fact that stroke affects people of all ages. So it shows there's a young mother who's had a stroke. It shows a child who's had a stroke with their parents, and it also shows an older man. So they've all had strokes. They have all experienced a range of some of the effects that people experience. And then at the end, it helps people to, it shows that you're not alone when you've had this happen, that the Stroke Association are here to support you. So the important messages that are being promoted are that stroke isn't just an isolated medical emergency. Stroke is a condition that people will have to manage and try to recover from for the rest of their lives. Surviving a stroke is just the beginning of that journey to recovery. It talks about some of the most common impacts of stroke, so that could be paralysis, so loss of movement, it can be vision issues, it can be communication problems, swallowing issues, and just how the Stroke Association plays a role in support, such a vital role in supporting stroke survivors, and that recovering from the impact of a stroke takes huge inner strength on the part of stroke survivors themselves, and that should be recognised and celebrated.
And I think this new ad as well, specifically, like myself, sometimes you do just think stroke affects the older generation, but obviously this really brings it back to life to say, oh, actually, no, young mums, anybody can be affected by a stroke.
People of all ages.
Yeah,
can have a stroke,
and I think people will be very surprised about that. But yeah, because you just don't expect, especially children, do you, to have strokes?
No, and some of the causes of stroke in childhood are slightly different to some of the causes of stroke in adulthood.
Yeah,
it tends to be to do with infections or diseases that they've had, but the effects are still the same. It's still the same process of recovery as well. You mean in terms of like
any of your cafes that you spoke about, anything out and about in the community, where you meet people?
Our stroke cafes meet every month. We have a stroke cafe that meets once a month in Runcorn, where we meet at the cafe in the Heath Business Centre. And we have two groups that each meet monthly in Widnes at Barclay Fields. But if people want to know any more details, if they go onto the website, which is stroke.org.uk, if you search for your postcode in our area, and you'll be able to get the details for our service and speak to somebody in our team, and we'll be able to give you the details of dates and times. Probably the best way of doing that.
Right. And can you tell us of any recent advancements in stroke research that are particularly exciting to you? Anything that might be
I think the really big there? Well, I think the really big thing that's been, you know, increasing for a few years now is the increasing availability of a technique called thrombectomy, which is where the blood clot that's causing the stroke is surgically removed. So it's quite detailed.
I think I might have seen that on TV yesterday, because on the if I'm getting this right, on the news they were talking about it being a bit like a postcode lottery for the treatments. Mm. Some now are open 24/7 if you've had a stroke. Some close at 5 o'clock. Yes. Who'd have thought that in this day and age that, you know, they'd be closing at 5 o'clock? But is that the one where they go in with like a little probe and pull it out?
Pull the clot out.
Yeah. I thought that was fascinating when I was listening to it yesterday.
It's amazing. It makes such a huge difference to how somebody recovers so much quicker with far lower levels of lasting disability. But at the moment, there's only about 30% of eligible patients are able to access thrombectomy.
Oh, wow.
So the Stroke Association have been campaigning nationally to increase that access and availability, because it is a life-changing treatment. And ideally, we'd want that treatment to be available 24/7 for all eligible patients.
Yeah, you would hope every NHS trust would be pushing for that, wouldn't
you? I know that not everywhere has. In this area, we're quite fortunate. Stroke survivors that are suitable for the treatment can be transferred to the Walton Centre in Liverpool, which is the main centre for doing that treatment.
So people living in this area are very, very lucky.
So, yes.
Very lucky,
So I'm not sure whether that's 24/7 yet.
I think it is.
They've got a specialist assessment unit there now.
I'm sure on the news last night it did say that it's now 24/7. There's teams that are there 24 hours a day.
They've got a specialist stroke assessment unit there, which is an excellent centre. For the area. So we are quite fortunate in the northwest to be able to access that.
Absolutely brilliant. So lucky, that we live in the northwest, in Halton. So I'm going to move over to one of your next songs now, because we are getting close to the end now. So this song is called Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of, and it's by U2. So is this another big band that you followed when you was younger?
They are. They're a big band. I've seen them live a couple of times, put on an amazing show. I particularly like this song because it's actually written about Michael Hutchence from In Excess, who was friends with Bono from U2, and In Excess are another band that I'm a big fan of, although they didn't make it to my playlist. So so I've kind of, you know, got two for the price of one with this.
Right, no problem. So this is U2. So that was Everything Now by Arcade Fire. One more song to go off of Angela's playlist today. But before you do go, Angela, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us. You've opened my eyes a little bit, and I'm sure everybody listening, you know, they will have learned maybe a few things as well. Keep up the absolute brilliant work that you do, and I'm sure that our paths will meet again when we're out and about in the community. But just before you do go, can I ask, what is one piece of advice you would give to our listeners regarding stroke prevention and health going forward?
Gosh, that's a big one. I would say generally look after your health by managing any ongoing conditions, stopping smoking if you smoke, keeping alcohol within safe levels, maintaining a healthy weight by diet and exercise. As I mentioned earlier, if you do spot any of the potential signs of a stroke, don't wait, call 999. To be aware that a stroke is more than just that medical emergency. It is an ongoing health condition with ongoing needs and support. If anybody wants any further advice or information about stroke, easiest way is to go onto our website, which is stroke.org.uk. You can find a lot of information on there. There's a search function on there where you can find local support for your area. You can search on a postcode and it will tell you what services we offer in any area. You can also call our National Stroke Support Helpline number, which is 0303 3033 100. And thank you very much for inviting me in to talk to you today as well.
No problem at all. And I know how valuable your time is, so thank you very much. And the last of Angela's playlist today is Human, and it's The Killers.